self-educate, or don't let ineffective schools rob you of your future. The worst thing that can happen to you early on is you becoming tricked that you are not extremely intelligent. Don't let schools trick you. You still need a real education. Only it can unlock all your powers. Today, the closest we have to real education is self-education by means of top 10,000 narrated books and learning, programming, and art towards creating a series of startups until one of them works out for you. Even the gym teacher doesn't know what he is doing. You build your muscle by increasing your endurance, not by lifting heavy. Really, it is an unspoken conspiracy where everyone has a common aim that they don't have to communicate amongst each other. They just know to play you. The common aim is just getting paid. You know it's something stupid like that. The game is simply selling you out for paychecks. To show you why you can't just fix schools, and certainly not by focusing at the heart of education, if it even has one, I will use the prison industry as an example. Criminals are human beings. They are not aliens. They do act strange, but for a very good reason. They are taught the wrong things about the world, then tortured with yelling and lies and humiliation, and eventually kept in cages in terror from other inmates and even gangs. But here, there is nothing you can do to help them. For one, perhaps above all, it is a multi-billion dollar industry. Here, everyone gets paid. And business people with twisted minds will fight you for it. You can't convert prisons to schools and therapy centers, which is what they should be, because those are brothers and sisters in there. We can't torture them. You see, schools can't be fixed for the same reason. They are just as impenetrable, fake and useless theater that aims to convert you into a paycheck, not for one person, but for all the people that are employed in the industry. Do not try to fix schools. You will not win. Everyone sucking education dry of paycheck will turn against you. Eventually, you will need to create an alternative system of education, probably self-guided, probably with use of computers, probably requiring thousands of narrated books so that young people get a good picture of the world. But the existing education system, it will stop you no matter what. One way to think about this is that the beautiful idea of education has been replaced by a money-sucking parasite. You need real schools, otherwise you will believe in the wrong things about the world, and above all, you will not have developed any talents. Talents are the appendages that help you advance forward. Talent is not something you are born with. That too is a stupid fake idea. Everyone wants people to believe that they are born with supreme skills. Right out of the chute. This is best demonstrated with this bullshit notion of photographic memory. It was never real. It doesn't exist. Photographic memory is completely made up by the morons that claim to have it. Genius is very similar. No one is born a genius, and we all equally are capable of becoming extremely intelligent, even more intelligent than what you conceive of genius to be. Please understand that the word genius is a really stupid word. It is used by stupid people to feel superior. Such is the uneducation and poverty of their mind. Einstein used natural phenomena like sound waves or the Doppler shift of the train whistle. I expect he put light on top of sound until he discovered stretching of space-time to support his model of the universe, which turned out to be correct. You are fully capable of reaching heights unseen before. Fake education is the very damn thing that stands in your way. It works exactly the same as religion. You are taught to memorize things that plug your curiosity, and as a result, those curiosities get terminated. They never call to you again. If you go to art class, you will fail to become an artist. To become an artist, you have to use the projector above your fake teacher's empty head. Take a selfie, project it on a canvas, and you won't be able to stop until you master art. If you go to music class, that will mangle your soul. The kids that make it are those who have experienced tutors at home. You can compose right now. Just get LMMS. It's a free open source program. Look at a melody composition tutorial and take an interactive learning music tutorial. You learn math from programming. Mathematical notation is a freaking disgrace. Calculus and physics from programming 2D games and then selling them. That part is important. You know deep down that this is true. Schools, fake and ineffective as they are tricking you out of real education. They are threatening you with being held back or getting bad grades or not being able to get a job, but they're actually cutting you off from getting a decent career or running your own company, which is much better. Which brings me to the final point. Your curiosities are not just plugged, and schools are not just fake. You are under attack by not learning for real. The future ahead of you will be crushing. There will never be a light at any end. And even your retirement will turn out to be a con job in some way or another. Ineffective education is derailing you from your very own future and pushing you into a 9-to-5 cubicle shit show. Programming is the single most important subject. It is so powerful that it can peel mathematics like a banana and eat it too. You can already generate beautiful, non-deterministic art and sell as designs, t-shirts, or even mugs and kitchen magnets. With programming, you get to automate this whole damn thing. Eventually, as a programmer, you could generate products based on customers' searches as they happen. But take a programming class in school, and it will destroy you. Don't think of it as programming. Think of it as automation, the ability to have all your machines play a symphony for you. Fake school is cheating you out of everything, and then threatening you that you won't get a diploma to work a soul-crushing office job. You must regain control over your future. It is yours to have. It is yours to live. Life is meant to be loved. The most powerful choice you can make today is to binge on JavaScript programming tutorials. This is important, especially if you are just starting high school. In a couple of years, in a few years, none of the negativity that you feel towards programming will exist. It will be just like an extra superpower. As a side project, document how you are treated in school and how fake the lectures are. With video tutorials that you can pause, you will easily learn programming at your own pace and in a sequence that makes sense to you. It will be a heck of a lot of fun. I highly recommend learning JavaScript and Node.js and writing command line programs with the aid of Commander module. Commands are great for automation. In fact, it can be said that commands are everything, because anything above that becomes too complex and starts sucking. The thing about JavaScript is that you can use the same language on the server and in the browser. In other languages like Python, that others will try to convince you to learn, you still need to know JavaScript to create your user interface. And you end up with server code in one language and browser code in another, which is crazy. People who are critical of JavaScript or Node.js and Electron are simply scared of it, because the ecosystem is huge compared to their tiny little language of choice. JSON, HTML, CSS, Svelte, Mongo, Node, Electron, Commander, Event Emitter, Procedural Programming, OOP, Functional Programming, Command Line Programs, all sound scary at first. But JavaScript loves you. So as long as you stay away from TypeScript, stay with the mainstream, stay with all the upvotes, do not get sucked into the old extend, extinguish, and net new programmers funk. TypeScript is a programmer grab, a way to make money. It is not worth it. You will regret it. Finally, schools are largely fake, certainly ineffective. But you still need a real and profound education. This is your life, and life is precious. You need to learn programming, music composition, digital and traditional art painting, and how to use artificial intelligence to build all your little companies. Don't let people tell you that you are gifted when you complain. Don't let them use the words balanced education, as that is also part of the attack and an attempt to dismiss you. You need a real education, an effective education that shows real and positive impact on the future of your existence. Lastly, to grow up means to grow all the way up until you become a great being.